Hosea 10. Israel is a beautiful vine that puts forth his fruit. According to the abundance of his fruit, he has multiplied his altars. As their land has prospered, they have adorned their sacred stones, that's their idols. So the more blessing that Israel had, the more they went away from God. Moses said, Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. That is, the fatter they got, the more they rebelled. And so it was with Hosea and Gomer. The more he tried to love her by giving her his silver and gold, by spending all that he had on her until he was poor, she used that to worship idols. And you wonder why many of God's children, the majority of them, have been poor. I think it's because wealth tends to lead people away from God. It's as simple as that. It's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, Jesus said. So the desire to be wealthy, no, don't go for that. If wealth comes your way, so it does, and use it in the Lord's service. But the more fruitful Israel was, the more he multiplied his altars. Their heart is divided, and so now they will be found guilty. He will demolish their altars. He will destroy their sacred stones. So they had a divided heart. It wasn't that they actually turned away from God and said, we don't want anything more to do with Yahweh. No, their heart was with him, but with the idols as well. And it was the same with Gomer and Hosea. She claimed that she loved him. She claimed to be in covenant with him, but her heart was with others, and she often forgot him. What God wants is an undivided heart. He wants us to love him with our whole heart and our whole being, not to be divided. And his total love for us, which you see particularly in the gift of his son Jesus, is there to encourage us. Surely now they will say, we have no king, for we don't fear Yahweh, and the king we have, what can he do for us? I think this again is God's fantasy, his hope that one day they would think this, well, we've got a king, but he can't save us, so let's go back to our true king, who is Yahweh. Just like Hosea dreamt of the day when Gomer would turn to him totally. But Gomer never did, and Israel never did. And yet, God still lives in the hope that she will, and we, as God's new Israel, are trying to be his faithful woman. They make promises, swearing falsely and making covenants. Therefore, judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will be in terror because of the calves of Beth Aven, for its people will mourn over it, along with its priests who rejoiced over it. It also will be carried to Assyria for a present to a great king. Israel will receive shame, and Israel will be ashamed of his own counsel. Well, I think, again, this is God's hope, that the people would be shamed by going into captivity and exile, just as Hosea thought about shaming Gomer, so that she would return to him. The high places of Aven, the sin of Israel, that's where they used to worship their idols, will be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle will come up on their altars. How sad. They rejected God for these altars, and now the altars were covered with weeds. They will tell the mountains, cover us, and the hills, fall on us. That's where idolatry leads. It's where addiction to sin leads, to just wanting to die. Israel, you have sinned from the days of Gibeah. When it is my desire, I will chastise them, and the nations will be gathered against them when they are bound to their transgressions. Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, so I will put a yoke on her beautiful neck. I will set a rider on Ephraim. Judah will plough, Jacob will break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap according to kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh until he comes and rains righteousness on you. Again, this is God hoping, like Hosea hoped that Gomer would return. This is God hoping that they would sow to themselves in righteousness, that they would break up the fallow ground. But you have ploughed wickedness, you reaped iniquity, you've eaten the fruit of lies. For for you trusted in your way and the multitude of your mighty men. So just as Gomer told lies to Hosea about where she'd been in the evenings and what she was doing with his money, so Israel lied to God. And we must not lie to God. We must be open with him and totally committed to him. It says that Israel trusted in the multitude of your mighty men. Just like Gomer going off with all these handsome, strong young guys. That was the equivalent of trusting in the flesh. And we're all likely to do that, to trust in human strength rather than in God's. Therefore, a battle roar will arise among your people. All your fortresses, that is, all their human strength, will be destroyed. So Bethel, that is where they worshipped idols, so Bethel will do to you because of your great wickedness. At daybreak, the king of Israel will be destroyed. It was great wickedness, and it was awful, as I say, what Gomer did to Hosea. And our unfaithfulness to God and to the Lord Jesus is likewise great wickedness. Don't do this. Love him with all your heart and all that is within you.